I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Kimberly Burdick. She is a customer service manager at Upper Peninsula Health Plan, and they are putting out the call for new volunteers for their transportation program. They are looking for drivers, and Kimberly Burdick has the details.
So at Upper Peninsula Health Plan, all of our members have a benefit for non-emergent medical transportation. So the non-emergent medical transportation benefit allows us to provide transportation assistance to our members to medically covered services.
And this, of course, is non-emergent. So this is when some sort of test or some procedure needs to be done and somebody needs a ride. How about anything like with equipment and things like that, prescriptions? What about that?
Yeah, so we also provide transportation to members to pick up their medication prescriptions at pharmacies and medical equipment. If a member has their own vehicle or has a family or friend that can provide the transportation for them, we provide mileage reimbursement. If a member does not have access to their own vehicle, then we provide the transportation for them. And we do that by reaching out to our local transit companies, our buses, cabs, and wheelchair vans. And we also have a network of volunteer drivers.
Okay, volunteer drivers. We'll get into that in just a moment. But it seems pretty obvious. But tell me a little bit from your perspective why this kind of transportation benefit is so crucial, especially in an area as big as the UP.
Right. So the Upper Peninsula is quite a large rural area, and our medical services can be spread out throughout the entire Upper Peninsula. And sometimes members have to go out of our area for longer distance travel to seek that medical care, and we provide transportation for that too.
Is there a way for members of this to be able to find out more about the transportation benefit, a number to call or something?
Yes, they can absolutely call Upper Peninsula Health Plan Transportation Department at 1-800-835-2556, or they could go online to www.uphp.com/transportation for all the information.
We're talking with Kimberly Burdick here today, UPHP customer service manager, talking a little bit about the transportation benefit as well as the volunteer driver program. Tell me a little bit about the volunteer driver network. What is that?
So currently we have 62 volunteer drivers in our network, and our volunteer drivers are based throughout the Upper Peninsula, and we reach out to those drivers who are closest to our members in their area, and they provide transportation.
If somebody joins up to be a volunteer driver, what sort of things do they get out of it in terms of support for their efforts?
A volunteer driver is reimbursed for their mileage at the current state of Michigan rate, okay. And they're also reimbursed for any meals or lodging that they might have costs they might have incurred during a long distance transport.
Are there other responsibilities? Obviously, they're getting people and helping get them to places and things like that. Tell me a little bit about some of the other responsibilities for a volunteer driver.
So the main responsibility is to coordinate the pickup time and the drop-off time with the member for a specific appointment. But I want to make it clear that our volunteer drivers in no way are responsible for assisting our members in and out of vehicles. It's just simply a pickup and a drop-off back to their home location.
Okay. Now, someone that might be listening here today that is interested in becoming a volunteer driver, let's move into that a little bit. What can somebody do if they want to help out becoming a volunteer driver?
We absolutely would love for them to reach out to us at Upper Peninsula Health Plan's Transportation Department, and they can do that by calling that direct 1-800 number. Again, it's 1-800-835-2556, and ask to speak to the Transportation Department, and we will absolutely explain further. We have a little onboarding process, you know, to get the information that our drivers need to be successful, and we have a driver kit that we like to give people, and then we have a packet that we need to have them fill out for paperwork.
Sure. Are there areas of the UP that you currently need some other drivers, more drivers maybe?
Absolutely. Right now we have a current need in the Alger County, Baraga, Chippewa, Iron, Gogebic, Mackinac, Schoolcraft, and Ontonagon counties.
Real quick, if somebody wants to find out a little bit more, they want to become a volunteer driver, they want to know more about the transportation benefit, how do they do that?
The best way to do that is you can either go online to our UPHP website, and there's information for volunteer drivers there, or again, please call our 1-800 number at 1-800-835-2556.
That's Kimberly Burdick with Upper Peninsula Health Plan. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.